Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Don Alenrico, and this is Business Kids Academy. Welcome to our 30-minute kids entrepreneurial educational call this morning. Today, we're talking about BKA sponsorship. The purpose, you know, of our show today is to help the parent help a potential BKA participant locate and make a presentation to a sponsor who would pay for the tuition to the Business Kids Academy. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And this is very important. Well, we'll find out as we go along why it is so important. So, you know, I've always said that asking for money should be easy, but asking for it for the right purpose should be the key to asking. Its purpose should not be so that you don't have to do anything. Rather, so that you can do something worthwhile sooner than if you had to come up with the funds to do it all by yourself. So it's not about just getting money so that you have a bunch of money and you don't have to do anything. It's about getting money so that you can pay for things that are an important part of your business. So the purpose of this show this morning is to help the potential Business Kids Academy participant locate and make a presentation to the sponsor or the sponsors who would pay for the tuition to Business Kids Academy. Tuition is not that expensive. It's $97. It's easy. That come up with that. You know, they come up with that out of pocket with no real burden on the parent or grandparent or sponsor. But it's not the cost of tuition. Rather, the experience gained as a future business person that's the desired outcome of this exercise. The first thing you've got to remember is that a business is in business to make money. And it's usually a local person who's self-employed and perhaps even hires other employees to work for him or her. Most businesses are not there making a fortune getting rich. So you never want to approach them with the entitlement mentality of you have money and I don't, so you can afford to give me some. Don't do that. You know, that they're out there, and you've got to realize that businesses are approached all the time. They, you know, people want to help them with their advertising and sales, and they want to sell them things and get this, get that. And so if you go one more time and say, well, you know, you're in business, you're making money, and you can help me, because I want to go to this class, that's the wrong way to do it. And I just want you to really understand that is that business owners tired of asking people for handouts. You think about the, you know, the schools want to be sponsored. The you know, and there's more than one school, and they want the local businesses to help them. Go here, go there, go to this trip, go to that trip. I have been in Rotary as well as Lions Club, and each year kids come and make presentations, and they want to go to trips and to learn. And so they're looking for, you know, ways to get people to give them money to accomplish their objectives. So the same thing goes, is that you don't want to go in asking for money just simply because, well, I want to do this great thing, and you've got money and I don't, so give me some money. One of the first things that you need to do is distinguish yourself or your, you know, the Business Kids Academy participant, if it's the parent that's doing it for him, which I wouldn't suggest that. You're not looking for a handout. In fact, if they can see it as a benefit to them, you're more likely to have success with your petition. So let's learn how to do that with dignity in a way a person who you're going to present it to can see, not what's in it for you as the petitioner, but what is in it for them as the business owner. We'll look at a few steps to make that happen. So you're going to need to take your son or your daughter to secure a sponsor. And I'm going to give you the steps and then we're going to talk about them. And we'll go from there. So the first thing you want to do is create your sponsor wish list. You know, so before you go out to start and knock on doors, make a list of the potential sponsors. And if it is going to be someone that, perhaps someone you know, perhaps someone that you can help them, maybe a parent themselves has some sort of business. And, I mean, sure, parents could sponsor their own kids that way. But maybe there's some way that you can help the sponsor. So the second step is to get sponsor ready. You'll need to be ready to present before you actually do it. So this is the presentation when you actually will do a presentation. And your third step is to create your sponsor action plan. Write down your dreams and how you intend to accomplish them. And then fourth is to create your sponsor proposal. You want to write your presentation down. Don't go in just simply on the wing and say, hey, can you give me some money because I want to do this? That's not the way you want to do it. And then five is to contact your sponsor. So this is the time when you get in front of your sponsor to make your presentation. And then lastly, six, that's to promote your sponsor. Give your sponsor value for the money spent, the money that they have spent. And last step is follow up and let your sponsor know how you did and what you did. So your sponsor is going to want to know, you know, how, what you're doing, you are giving him or her value. This exercise is set up to do a couple of things. One, it's to make the young entrepreneur aware of business and that it costs money to operate. Money for most people doesn't grow on trees. So the exercise of putting together a presentation and having to do something in order to get what they want makes them have a deeper appreciation for what they are about to do, is putting, you know, a business together. And secondly, it starts their minds working like that of a business owner and letting them take a look at what it is like to be in the business owner's shoes. So Business Kids Academy is just that. It's a training ground for youngsters to understand and learn how business works and prepare them so they can be part of that world, more than just an employee. Okay, so this next section that we're going to talk about is about the detail for our sponsor relationship. We'll give you a little bit better detail how to get a sponsor and what sort of follow-up that you should do after you have one. Now, as I mentioned before, I belong to a service club, or belong to a couple different service clubs. And we have youth that come in from the local schools and present their ideas of that they want funded. You know, they might be going on a trip for FFA and whatever the conference is back wherever they're going. And they come in for the money, but never come back with a report on how their event went for them. Now, that's not a good thing. So we need to look at a little bit in detail the process that you should take in finding and creating a relationship with your sponsor. To be successful, you must think of this as a skill set that you're learning to be used over and over, not just once. So as we create your sponsor list, you've got to learn how to get sponsors and then realize that you will be turned down. People are just maybe at the time not, don't have the budget for it, or they're not ready for it. So when you approach a business, you've got to realize this is something more that you do more than just the first time to get your initial tuition for Business Kids Academy. So you want to create a list of businesses in your community who are bigger. They're maybe nationally well-known stores. That would be our top tier. They're companies that you shop at. You love their brands, and the brands, you know, the brands that you like buying. It can be local service clubs like Rotary or Lions, or some, you know, some of the Kiwanis or whatever. It could be smaller local businesses. This would be the second tier. And this would be also could be the business-minded individuals, friends, and family. This would be the low-hanging fruit, the ones that, you know, are sympathetic to your cause. So you don't need to approach all of them to be successful in the first venture, but if one of them turns you down, go to the next instead of becoming discouraged. Then on larger projects, you may want to split the amount between several sponsors. They will certainly appreciate not having to pay the entire amount, no matter how big or little your project is. Now, it's easiest to get someone from the low-hanging fruit category to give you all it all from the beginning, but then you don't learn anything else either. So choose the next one up and perhaps start with just a small part of it from the low-hanging fruit. In other words, you know, maybe you make a presentation to mom and dad or grandma and grandpa for $10 or $20 to, you know, you experience the presenting. And then you seek the rest from the next category up. Now, this also shows your next potential sponsor that you're not just coming to them for all of the money. Now, as a future business owner, you'll want to make friends with everyone that you present to because you may have to go back to them in the future. And it's easier the next time if they know who you are and what you are doing as an entrepreneur. So as we get ready to our sponsor ready, you know, just asking for money, that sets you up to fail. You know, can I have 10 bucks or 20 bucks or 100 bucks? That's, naturally, it'll bring no for an answer because that's the first thing that people say is, can I have this? No. People, no matter who they are, they want to know what you're going to do with the money. The more money you ask for, the more precise you have to be about what you plan on doing with the money that you're given. And if it's a business, they're definitely going to want to know what value that they're going to receive for their money spent. So as you create your presentation, keep in mind that it's not only about what you want and what you're going to do with the money, but also what benefits it'll bring to the person or business who's going to sponsor you. Now, as a participant of the Business Kids Academy, this is one of the aspects of the program, is how to get money to fund your project. The image of what you present must be desirable to the person who's going to write the check or the one who makes decisions to say yes. The formula to get a yes is present a problem, present a solution, and then present the proposal. And of course, add one more thing to that to get yeses in the future, and that is follow up with a report of what you did. Now, you've got to consider, you know, when you're out doing any sort of project, in like, for instance, when I write a book, I write a book that I'm, you know, going to, like, you know, the Business for Babes is a book also. So if you want, I've used the materials as shows. And in the introduction, the first four chapters, I present a problem that includes many people, parents, children, future generations, past generations, businesses, entrepreneurs, and the nation as a whole. So there's people that are involved in it. And then I give an overall solution that was in, you know, in chapter 5, with a specific solution presented in chapter 6, and a proposal at the end as a challenge. And so these details that, you know, for the formula, those are some of the things that we teach in Business Kids Academy. And then what you want to do is you need to create your sponsor action plan. So the dreams and what you want accomplished must have more than just a few disjointed ideas written down. This perhaps is one of the subjects that is dearest to my heart and the dream that I followed for most of my life in a concept. It's called Concept on Cue, and it's a very important tool in goal realization. Not a lot of people have heard about it, because a lot of times people would rather listen to the law of attraction, where all you have to do is get an idea, believe it'll happen, and then it'll come to you. They don't want to do the work in the middle. They don't want to make the action plan, go out and take the steps. They don't want to receive any rejection. They just want the universe to bless them with it. That's not the way it works in life. But you can certainly fool a lot of people in quarter one. So as we, you know, as we talk about it, we also talk about Concept on Cue as a tool for goal realization. And so the principle is, you know, that's part of the why Business Kids Academy was created. So in Business Kids Academy, Concept on Cue is taught. Each quarter, there are steps that must be taken to reach the overall objective. So your objective of getting a sponsor, it should never be to get money for the sake of getting money. Just to get money, that's, you know, you're not entitled to any money, just so that you don't have anything to do. The money is only one step in the process of helping the Business Kids Academy participant become part of a solution presented, that we present to a greater existing problem. You know, for your sponsor to sponsor you, they must feel like you, or that they are part of the solution also. So you want to make them feel like they're, with the money that they're going to give you, that they're creating, I mean, they're helping be part of a solution to an overall problem. Okay, so when you create your sponsor proposal, you know, part of the plan of action is created to work with your potential sponsor. You also are going to have to make the proposal. So this comes at different times in your presentation as a trial close and the ending close. So your dreams, your reasons for participating in Business Kids Academy, and your understanding of how to motivate others to participate in your dreams, all that matters in your overall presentation. So you'll come to know and understand how each and every part of the presentation is put together and delivered. And then you must also, you've got to realize this is not, you know, it's only a part of what you will be doing at Business Kids Academy. You know, you're learning how to get sponsored. So funding is important, and that's one of the many reasons businesses fail is for the lack of it. But it's not the only reason that you become an entrepreneur. So you got to keep in mind your objective is not to get money to participate, but you participate so that you can make a difference in the world. And part of what your sponsor is paying for so that you can make a difference in the world. Always remember that. So then when it comes to the time where we're going to contact your sponsor, and you want to get in front of your sponsor, and that may be a little bit nerve-wracking. And all of that work just to get a few dollars, you know, it'd be easier just to go out and get a job and earn the money, don't you think? Well, not necessarily. You probably could have earned $100 in less time, but that's all you've done is earned $100. So by preparing and presenting to potential sponsors, you're building a bond of business friendship. So if you're successful in your endeavor, it's most likely they'll help you again in the future, and then it'll take less time as you get good at it. But if you really do your work well, and you have an idea for what your business is going to be, you will have aligned yourself with sponsors who have similar interests, and now you have a business mentor, perhaps. So those are, you know, those are very important things. You've got to realize that in any effort that you make, you need to promote your sponsor. And the true reason that anybody's going to spend money for the benefit that the money is spent for. So they're going to be looking for a benefit. They spend money to find new clients, to advertise their business, to buy products and services that's going to help their businesses. So what you're going to do to help them, what is it? What kind of benefit are they going to receive? And it can be done in many different ways, even perhaps even being a future employee. So businesses need employees, and what better employee could there be than a BKA student who's learning about business and what it takes to be successful? So as a business owner, it's best to get hands-on experience in the business as an employee, especially one who truly cares about the business. So business promotion can be carried out in many ways. For example, you know, the book that I wrote, The Business Business for Babes, it has a list of sponsors in the back of the book. So if you get a chance to read the book, which you can get a copy at Business Kids Academy, you know, check out the businesses and patronize them. Understand, you know, that I also go and look for sponsors. Now, one of the things that in the end, and that's the follow-up, let your sponsor know how you did and what you did. So one of the things that upsets people the most, and after having given money to you as a sponsor, is when you don't communicate to them what's happening or what happened. So do you remember why you went out to them in the first place? What was it? So they would just give you some money, you could do whatever you wanted? Well, hopefully that's not the case. No, they made a decision to support you based on your presentation, the problem you presented, the solution that you offered, and how helping them, you know, how them helping you would benefit them. So that, you know, what was their benefit in it? So now's the time to let them see the results of their decision to help you. So you've got to let your sponsor know what you did to give him or her value. And the best way to do that would be to schedule a return interview, prepare a short presentation of what you did, you know, no longer than 5 minutes. So as a participant of Business Kids Academy, that could include some of the values that you've learned, what the experience was like, and how it helped you see and understand how business works. So ideally, you want to form some kind of bond with your sponsor and continue the relationship after the event or the project is over. So if it was the Rotary Club who sponsored you, you know, afterwards you could join the Interact Club for the youth, also sponsored by Rotary. If it's a small business, maybe you could become an employee in the future. And maybe it might be a mentor or mentee relationship that was created during this time. You know, whatever your relationship or association is with the sponsor, you've got to make them feel that what they did was worth their effort and that they would be willing to do it again if you were to ask. So that's what is important, that you're building alliances for your future, and that alone is worth all the effort that you've made to this point. So my hope is that as you learn through these processes, If it's the parent that's listening, you know, you want to allow your child to participate in Business Kids Academy and be part of that experience as he or she participates. If it's a grandparent that's listening to this, you know, what you can do to support financially or encourage your grandchild in BK Business Kids Academy. If you're a small business owner, consider becoming a sponsor for a youngster who they come to you to participate in Business Kids Academy. And if you're a person or a business who can be an overall sponsor for Business Kids Academy, the program in general, we do acknowledge you and do the best to support your business as well. So I would like to give some mention to some of the sponsors who have made it possible for me to continue on. One is the Emmett Rotary Club. The other is the Emmett Lions Club. Tegrity Print, digital print, fulfillment, DVD, CD, duplication. You can find them at print-integrity.com. Rev City, a motorsports destination, that is a project that we're working on. We've worked with Kreisenbach Construction. That's KreisenBeck.com. Valet Fleet Services. This is Fleet Maintenance Solutions. Ammon Bundy. He's the one who has helped sponsor with us. Okay, DNS Specialties. They're a promotional product supplier. That's DANDS.biz. DNS Biz. And finally, Ideal Demolition Services. They're a full service demolition contractor. And so those, as well as one more, and that is Reisinger Honey. Those are the people who have sponsored us, and would like to thank them for helping make this possible. All right. Thanks for being with me this morning or on the recorded call. This is Don Allen Rico with Business Kids Academy. Make your day great and keep on dreaming. So bye for now. Business Kids Academy is a production of Q Ford Productions, copyright 2018, Sabermount Incorporated, all rights reserved.